supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat.
In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke, and you're very welcome to The Gorgeous Kitchen with me and...
Donna!
So today we're making something very fresh and sunny and lovely light lunch, light supper. It's quite a feminine dish, I think. And it is... I've got my glasses on. Poppy seed tomato tart recipe. Now, first of all, it says I had to go and buy 48g of poppy seeds. And the first thing it says is I've got to put them in a pan, in a dry pan, and with a wooden spoon, and then toast them. It says till they smell nutty.
Oh, right. So it's like Indian recipes where you put the seeds in.
Yeah, well, this is whenever I toast anything, like when I toast sunflower seeds, just to get them... If I'm going to add them to salads, just to get them nuttier. Mm. So that, but I was shocked because I used the, you have to use the whole jar. Because it's 48g and they said 50g. Is it getting nutty? Because it can go over very quickly, right? I'd say it started smoking and I'd say that's as soon as you take it off. Because it can...
Yeah, they would go acrid.
Yeah, acrid's a very good word. Hope you're in a good mood today and you're not feeling acrid, Donna. Okay, so we've just done that. Now what do we do?
Okay, so we toasted the poppy seeds in a dry frying pan for 1 to 2 minutes, shaking occasionally until they start to smell nutty. Tip out onto a plate to cool completely.
Oh, right.
Tip it out.
Okay, could you just get a plate out? Just to let you know something exciting, I've already made the base for the pastry. Well, the thing was because you're a little bit late, and we'll explain why later, and we'll explain why I've got a particularly husky voice today. It's because we went out last night, and we'll talk more about it later, and we had a wild night, literally. So today we're being very together and soberly making this cake.
But it took some time to get to that.
It took some time for you to get here. So I've mixed the flour and the salt and the water together into this dough. And so we're just going to add the ingredients, because this is no ordinary dough, is it? Can you read out what we've got to do, Donna?
I was going to say, well, for the poppy seed pastry, we need 50 grams of poppy seeds, 125 grams of plain flour, plus extra for dusting, 1 tablespoon of light muscovado sugar, and 75 grams of cold butter diced. Okay, so then, since you've already done the pastry...
Yeah, but we've got to add...
We have to stir in the poppy seeds.
Yeah. When they're cool, though.
Yes.
And isn't running... What about the sugar? Do I have to...
Yes, there is flour, muscovado sugar, and a good pinch of salt.
I suppose I'm trying to think about why sugar, but sugar goes really well with tomatoes. It brings out the flavour. Oh. That's what I'm thinking. It's why we add sugar to a savoury tart. It's quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I think that's going to be quite nice with the tomato seed. Sorry, tomato.
I've told her she's got to say tomato, because some people listening might not know what a tomato is.
Okay. Oh, live large, ladies. Yeah. Live large.
How much muscovado, darling?
1 tablespoon.
Oh, that's easy.
Hey, we didn't need those scales.
Okay.
You got all overexcited.
I did. It's gone a bit hard. Now, I know my mum used to, when she had, because you always had brown sugar, especially in the 70s at dinner parties, she'd put a damp cloth over the brown sugar and it would...
Oh, really?
It would
soften
it's a little tip. Yeah. But this has not had a brown, had a damp, so it's rock hard. I'm now fumbling with rock hard.
You are scrambling around there.
There we are, but it's very fine. And
all right, you've crumbled it.
I'm crumbling it with my delicate fingers. And there we are. So shall I kind of dough that in? What shall I do?
Yes, you need to put that in as well as
the poppy seed.
Yes. Do you have? Did you put some salt in there already,
yes,
darling?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
I've made a pastry.
Yes. Well, you need to put your poppy seeds in as well now.
Yeah. Would you want to go and see if they're cooled, darling?
Yes.
I've never cooked anything with poppy seeds before, have you?
Oh, yeah. I always make a lemon poppy cake. Mm. It's a good cake. Yeah, I think you're good.
I've eaten a lot of poppy seeds, but I've never... I can't believe how many. Looks like a blooming large amount.
I use a whole packet when I do... when I do a lemon poppy cake.
But doesn't the black seeds make it go unlemony? Doesn't it make it black?
No.
This is the dough is going.
I did it with chia seeds one time because couldn't find poppy seeds.
Couldn't have been quite as tasty.
Exactly.
Mm.
Well, it was funny because you know how chia seeds, they sort of plump up with any moisture.
Yes, they double in size. Yeah.
So it was sort of a nutty,
also
nutty
chia seeds just aren't as nice flavour, really. We've got to be honest, haven't we? They are one of those things you know you're eating them for health, but actually they're revolting. So much
health. I don't think they're revolting. They're not your favourite.
No. Force myself to have them. No, this is going quite volcanic.
Yes,
it looks like
lava bread.
Exactly. Is that what lava bread's made of?
No, it's seaweed, isn't it?
Ah. Yeah. Because that's an old seaweed. Word for lava, isn't it? Mm. Seaweed, I mean.
Yeah.
Right. See, you always get me to do the doughing.
I know.
Yeah.
You have very strong wrists. I'm all carpal tunnel. I'm a zafted woman, which means you're nice and round, but with tiny joints, holding it all together.
Luckily, you've got a big jaw and a big tongue, because you can't bloody shut up. Okay.
I do like to chomp on things.
All right.
There.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, you roll out your pastry on a floured surface.
It's the first time I've used my rolling pin.
Oh, you're all excited.
Oh. There we are, real.
Yes.
I use that for obviously beating up my husband.
Naughty, naughty husband.
He's out.
So I'm going to have to do. Crumbs.
Isn't it weird how if I'm in my kitchen, I take over? It's literally, we're like cats. Sorry, just because my cat was in a cattery for 10 days because I just went to Italy. Oh. And as soon as it came out, it ran outside because it literally, it's territorial. And the black and white cat came in a day or two later and came right up to window. The cat ran out, chased it, and sat on the wall as high up. Wow. And did this really weird noise, honestly. It's really strange. And it was just kind of dominance, you know. So I think the cat just didn't like it and... Anyway, you're welcome in my kitchen today.
Thank goodness you welcomed me in. She's going to start pissing in the corners in a minute to mark the territory.
Okay. Right, so you're going to do the rolling?
Yes, I'll do it.
All right.
Well, because I've been making lots of tarts lately.
Oh, yes.
The pop-up, I did a yuzu tart.
So. Okay. So you're feeling confident about your doughing skills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit of dough.
Roll out the pastry on a floured surface and use... Oh, we use... With pastry, I suppose, to line a shallow 23 cm tart tin. Don't worry if it cracks. It's the nature of the pastry. You can patch it up without ill effects. I don't know much about this, about making tarts, very strangely. Leave the excess pastry hanging over the rim of the tart tin.
Okay.
Suppose it looks more kind of chill for
rustic.
30... Rustic. Chill for 30 minutes...
Yeah, that's the thing about making tarts. It's like,
why do we have to chill it?
You have to rest the dough, then you rest the, you know, rest it again.
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with the, you know, the butter in it, because you want it to be cool.
Mm.
Something about baking.
Did you read out the filling, or shall I read
that
out?
I haven't read out the filling.
Okay,
as of
I'm
yet.
Just going to, we've done the poppy seed pastry. I'm just going to read out the filling for people that want to note it down with their pens. It's one 250g pack of Pomerodino or baby plum tomatoes halved, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1 something of caster sugar, I think 1/2 teaspoon of caster sugar, leaves of 6 sprigs of thyme plus extra to save, 50g of butter, 2 large onions thinly sliced, 1 400g of tinned tomatoes, and 1 teaspoon of red wine vinegar, and 200g of vegetarian feta cheese crumbled.
Veggie feta.
This is looking pretty. Yeah, I got veggie feta.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the look of this. It's really nice.
I'm going to patch that there.
Yeah. God, it's really, really... In fact, I might, you know, even take a photo at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. That's really pretty. It's kind of marbled, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah. I might put the oven on 190 fan, 170.
Here, take a picture and I'll pop it in the fridge.
Yeah. Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. Okay, so the tomato pretty tart base is chilling. And what do we have to
do next? Meanwhile, toss the halved tomatoes with the olive oil and some seasoning and spread out in a shallow baking tin. Sprinkle with half a teaspoon of sugar and half the thyme and set aside. So I think we're going to do those in the oven.
Okay, but do we put them in the oven? Do we put them in the oven?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet.
All right, so we better get chopping those tomatoes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So these are baby plum tomatoes.
Oh.
I'll get. In fact, I've got a brilliant knife. It's from Italy. And
what
I think they are.
A tomato knife?
Well, I think it's sort of the closest thing that I've ever found to one.
I bought a tomato knife in the States, and when I see another one, I'll get you one. They're very effective. I get really annoyed when my husband uses it for something else. I'm like, it's not for that. It's only for tomatoes.
Bloody please, I'm not married to you.
I was saying, my husband is noticing that at the moment I'm very micromanaging in the kitchen.
Oh, how annoying.
Yeah, and I have to say it is. I am annoying in that way, yes. Well, I guess I did point out to him, well, it's similar to how you are in the car.
Yeah.
So, it's his backseat driving.
Oh, God, he hasn't even bloody passed his test.
I know. The nerve.
Okay, it's very hard to chop a tomato with one hand, darling.
Yes, I'm going to have to put this down.
Okay, so I've got the poppy seed crust out of the fridge. What does it say we've got to do now?
We've got to line the tart case with crumpled baking paper and baking beans. You can also use rice or...
Or we've used... old lasagna sheets,
if that's what we have to hand. Yeah. Place the tin on a baking tray and bake in the oven for 15 minutes with the roasting tin of tomatoes on the top shelf.
Ah, that's why we wondered why we had to put it in a tin.
Okay.
And then what, are we getting on with the onions while that's happening?
Yes, I'm going to... They were supposed to have thinly sliced themselves from the beginning.
Okay, all right.
I'll get to that.
Okay. But don't all get right. crying. You always make you cry.
I know, they do make me cry. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, I'll get those in the oven now.
All right.
So we've got the onions on the go. We've taken the beans out of the flan dish.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just got the tomatoes out of the oven. What do I do now, Donna?
You're going to add the chopped tomatoes, some red wine vinegar, the remaining sugar, and the remaining thyme.
To the onions?
Yep, plus the seasoning to the onions. Yep.
Great. Okay,
so
I'll get going.
Base.
All right.
How much red wine vinegar? We need 1 teaspoon of red wine vinegar.
Oh, that really helps.
Yeah.
So
a little sugar, the salt and pepper, and the rest of the thyme.
I can't believe it. It's a poppy seed tart, and we're suddenly having to open up a thing of feta. What's happened? We've suddenly turned Greek.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. I'll read out what it says.
This is vegetarian feta.
Spread the crumbled feta out in the tart case, reserving a little garnish. Then spoon the warm tomato sauce on top, followed by the roasted tomatoes. Bake for 20 minutes. Serve warm at room temperature, straight from the oven. Scatter with the reserved feta and extra thyme leaves.
Wow.
This is going to be, I think, I was imagining this was going to be a light thing. It's going to be...
It's quite rich.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. There's a lot of sweet and sour flavours in this, isn't there? Because of the red wine vinegar, the sugar... Olive oil, the thyme, poppy seeds. Oh, my God. And the feta is going to add just a bit of tartness.
Yeah.
Oof, can't wait. RadioGorgeous.com. So Donna now is crumbling the feta and vegetarian feta. And you were saying, well, if it's vegetarian, then why is there butter? Well, this isn't vegan. It's vegetarian. That's the difference. And I imagine that Sainsbury's magazine has to have a quota of what's...
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know what I mean? So animal rennet isn't used, because that's where they use animal rennet to make cheese.
Okay.
So that they've used vegetarian rennet to make the
so
feta.
That someone who really is a veggie can eat this, but not a vegan.
Yeah.
Well, vegans can't eat hardly anything, so... But it really annoyed me. I get this kind of email. It's called healthnista or something.com. And it said... if you're still a vegan and not losing weight, why? And I thought...
Because you're eating fries.
Well, you know what I thought? I thought, if you're a vegan, you shouldn't be doing it for losing weight.
No,
you're
no,
doing it for ethical. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's ethical.
Yeah.
It's because you care about the animals and planets.
Yeah.
Planet. You are not doing it to lose weight.
Lose weight.
And that,
yeah, no.
That really annoyed me, that sentence, just to let you know. Yeah.
Crabby of
yeah.
Acton.
Okay.
All right.
Bad-tempered of Chiswick. Now I'm gonna now use my one hand to pour. Yeah, got beautiful, the pretty chopped tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, yeah. such a summery dish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomatoes, you know, they the lipocine in it literally stops cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, so we are.
Look at that. That looks actually
so
lovely.
After all the alcoholic poisoning we had last night, nice. This will make. And I had one cigarette as well, which is very naughty. This.
I had one as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Must have been in the air.
Cheeky.
Yeah. I'm crumbling with my other hand because one hand's got the microphone. But with one hand.
Excellent, right.
I'm crumbling feta on
in
the top.
20 minutes, we get to eat that.
Yeah. So if you want to.
Take a before and after picture?
If you'd like.
We
but
have
as long as we're not, as long
be.
As we're not in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm definitely on the after today.
Yes, after.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the phone. But yes, we have decided
it's on the
to
table.
Leave the edges.
Yeah, we've decided to leave the edges because we decided it was more rustica.
Yes, we like the rustic look.
Yeah,
so.
We are. We're a bit rustic today, aren't we?
Exactly.
But you really, she's wearing a Kath Kidston kind of bib, and it really, really suits you, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't normally see you in pretty things.
I don't know quite how to take that.
Well, yeah, because you know, your thing, I don't know. You don't wear softish things,
that's
do you?
That's true.
You wear quite...
Yes,
but
I'm wearing my new kilt, though.
You wear, yeah, you're wearing your kilt.
Soft, heathery colours.
And your kinky boots, of
exactly.
course. So it's on the table, and I'm saying it looks a bit Greek, kind mm-hmm. of stroke sort of Marie Claire. It's got that kind of caramelised, burnt, yummy, fresh, very rustic...
Yeah,
yeah. Now you've had a mouthful. What's it like?
I've only had a bit of the poppy pastry, which is really lovely. It's nice and flaky and crumbly.
Mm. Oh really my nice. God! Yeah. Considering that short crust,
yeah.
It's really flaky. Bit like phyllo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can try the the filling now.
Yeah. Mm. It has that rich, rich, rich quality of the roasted tomatoes. They're really concentrated. That's really nice. And I think the caramelization of the onions and the that little bit of sugar really brought that out. And the vinegar.
Gosh.
Oh, it's nice.
This is really, really genuinely delicious.
Yeah,
and I think this is going to be fantastic, especially for a girls, I'd say, lunch party. The men would be saying, as we said, where's the meat, where's the fish? But I think women, especially having veggies over, or just women, you know, women don't need protein in the same way.
If you could do a sort of take on a Sunday roast, a nice piece of lamb with this as a side dish instead of potatoes would be wonderful.
I'm really greedy.
Rich and greedy, like we like it.
And that's what we're in the mood for today. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Gorgeous. For more podcasts, go to radiogorgeous.com. And thank you so much to the Sainsbury's Magazine for supplying us with this divine, gorgeous, tomato, gooey, caramelizy, gorgeous, delicious tart. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. If you'd like to find the recipe, go to the March 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and choice. If romance is
sit.